Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. We are at it once again. We praise God this morning. And we just thank God for the many blessings He has bestowed upon us. We thank God for everything. We thank Him. Amen. Amen. So, God is so good. And we're going to get ourselves ready to understand what God's going to do for us. Praise the living. Praise the living God. So let's do it. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Hello? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's say this as we talk.
I'm
yes,
on
sir. Oh, yes.
And oh, I can't say what led to truth is a queen. No strength to cry, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Wonder will change my life, take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart. Be there alone.
To die. In other words,
You must be born again. You must be saved. You must. Do you understand? It's not a choice. It is a must. It is a necessity. It is required that you know the Lord in an intimate, personal way. And out of ignorance, all my life, pretty much, I used to say, oh, I can't wait to see Mama or to see Grandma, to see those that prayed me through. But now I want to be taken to see the King. I want to lay at his altar. I want to see the one that shed his blood for me, that died and then was risen again. No power in his hand. So I am without excuse. How serious are you today? Do you want the Lord to speak to you? It's so simple. All you must do is be saved. I've made my decision today. How about you?
Amen.
And I thought to myself, why do we not choose the Almighty God? Why? I say to you today, choose God and live. Don't die. Don't be like the rich man that went to hell and say, oh, I need to get back and tell my brothers and my sisters and whomever that it is hot down here. Well, what did you think? Isn't that what God said?
Mm-hmm.
Fire and brimstone, very painful. Do you want that or do you want life eternal or life in hell? The word says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Your decision is now. If not tomorrow, it's now. Trust me, Satan is there to get you, to tell you it's not about accepting. Do what you want to do. Live the life you want to live. You're not accountable to anybody. Oh, yes, we are. We are accountable to Jesus Christ, who shed the blood. And trust me, we do not serve three gods. So don't let nobody tell you, well, which one do you mean? Well, I serve God, but I don't serve Jesus. The word says that every knee is going to bow. Every knee is going to bow to him. Do you want Satan? He laughs at you. I'm reminded of a joke that they say that the man died and he went to heaven. But it looked so bad up there that he decided, he chose, oh, take me to the other place, because they took him on the course. This is an imaginary elevator. And took him down to hell. Oh, they had ladies spread all around. They had all the food and wine and all the sex and anything you wanted in hell. So naturally, he chose hell. Can you imagine? He chose hell because with the eye, it looked like it was better. And as he chose hell, it was revealed to him that he was in hell. He actually was in hell, and heaven was a place to be. And he says, well, why did you show me all this? Satan deceived him. Do you want to believe the deceiver today, or do you want to believe the truth? They that love the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. We can't see the spirit, but it's there. And the spirit will manifest itself to you if you have a relationship. It won't happen if you don't have a relationship. You must have a relationship. You must be born again. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. So today I was going to come on saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. I, because it's personal, I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Then another part says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us, so come on, people, let us exalt his name together. I lift him up today because he's worthy to be lifted up. I lift him up today because he saved me. I lift him up today because I believe that he is who he said he is. He is who he said he is. So that every promise in the book belongs to me. But now, if I don't accept him, Deuteronomy talks about all the curses and stuff that's going to come upon me because I do not believe. What's the word to you today? What is the word? Be ye saved. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we want to give God the praise and the glory, but the thing we're going to do right now is go into prayer, and we're going to ask God, for many who are calling in for prayer, who haven't called in for prayer, who are listening, we want you to know, prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we are here to let you know we love you. Not because of ourselves, because what love has been shown to us through Jesus Christ. And we take it as God's word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us and where you brought us from. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it, you are still God.
Okay.
And besides, you guys none other. And Father, today is the day that we just declare your name and we love you for everything you've done for us. Father, we know all things are possible to those of us who believe. And we believe this day in this hour. There are many who are listening who will call in, Father, who need a healing, whose minds are discombobulated, whose bodies are understanding, not knowing that Jesus is still our Lord. And today, Father, we just declare in this hour that it's yours. And we just call out to someone out there, Father, who's walking in a dark place, that Jesus Christ is still available. And Holy Father, we just say as the songs will say, take me to the King.
Well,
because when you get to the King, King Jesus, you know that all things are possible. When we get us up this morning, we are right now, we say, praise you. For your word says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. We're going to abide on his wing. We're going to abide on this wing. For your word says, you, Father, you say you give us power to get wealth. It's you who give us the power, not ourselves. And we thank you that we might bring your covenant into the earth realm. I pray this morning, Father, from this day forward, that somebody will continue to come to know Jesus Christ. Somebody cried out this morning, have mercy upon me, Lord. Somebody arrived late at their job. Somebody was fired but no understanding. But, Father, we just declare and decree, your word is sure. Your word is pure. When we speak your word to the two of us, touch and agree. Dr. Leskin and Dr. Hunter, we touch and agree this morning that there are many who call and many who need help. We want to reach the unreached and tell the untold. We just say thank you this morning, Father. We want the fire of the Holy Ghost to stir us up. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Stir us up and move us to the level. And, Father, that little child that was messed all up there in Memphis, Tennessee, Father, we know you can do a complete replacement. I thank you for it. Thank you for
thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the president. He's doing all he knows to do, Father. But we know, Father, some things are not of this order, but the enemy comes into attack, not only him, but every senator and every representative, every governor. We come and pray today for America, that America will come to an understanding. There is no God like our God. But you say, tell the people I'm coming soon. And, Father, we are making ourselves ready. We know that we're going to be arrested. Some of us are going to be killed. Some of us are going to be beaten and slaved. But it's because of the name of Jesus. But you promised us. You said you're going to make things new. You're going to make it better. I thank you this day. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Woo! God is so good, Hannah. He is so good. And while you was praying, I thought about the Lord is my shepherd. the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
And to understand that a shepherd is a caretaker. A shepherd takes care of his flock. Symbolically, they were lambs, and the shepherd had a hook, and it had a hook on one side and straight on the other. And what it would do when a sheep would go off, the Lord is my shepherd. When I go away that I should not, the Holy Spirit working in me is going to pull me back into safety, pull me back in right relationship. And then it says, I was going to lay down in green pastures. It really means that I'm going to be without want. Everything that I need is right there. God
Amen.
Is a provider. He's a provider. And he will provide for you. And then he says, my cup runneth over. He's going to supply me with so much that I don't need anything. I don't need a thing because I have the Lord. Because he is my shepherd. And I claim him as mine. And also what I like about Psalm 23 is that he said he was going to prepare me a table before my enemies.
Amen.
So you might be cursing out today. You might be saying all manner of evil against me. You might be my enemy. But the Lord is going to feed me right before you. Right before you, you're going to know that I serve an awesome God. Amen? I serve an awesome God. And I serve an awesome God. He takes care of me. He gives me peace in the middle of my storm. He gives me encouragement when I'm down. When I need a friend, he's right there. When I need to take care of bills and clothes and all the natural things. He's supplying them. But I like the most is that he works with my spirit. Hallelujah. He works with my spirit to keep it in a right relationship with him. I don't want to live the life that I used to live. And when I look back, I don't look back longing to go back. I don't want to go back into the world of sin the way I was living it. Oh, I've done many things that I'm not proud of. Many things. Been many places that I'm not proud of. But God. But God. He reached out and got me. A little old me. And he said, Brenda, come live. Come work for me. Am I without sin? No. But I got an advocate with the Father, that's Jesus Christ, to present me faultless before him. And he's glad to do it. That's Jude 24 and 25. There's only one chapter. But he presents me before an almighty God, before a righteous God. And he lets me know that he's glad about doing it. Who will begrudgingly, oh, I'll do it, but hey, you know, I'm going to talk about you to somebody else. God is not going to disclose your business, but he will manifest his presence in your life so that others might see the glory in him. Matthew says that you will not take a candle and hide it so nobody could see it. But he says, you light that candle. You need to be the light of the world. Don't worry about those that persecute you, that say all manner of evil against you. You pray for your enemies. Pray for them that the Lord will save them. And if they are saved and not living the life that they should be, pray for that. They are saved and walking out of order with the Lord. pray for that.
Amen.
The Bible says salt, and we know that salt is a preservative. But he said if the salt has lost its if the salt has lost its ability to protect and preserve, he said it is of no good. What are you saying? That if you say you live the life and don't live the life and you become a stumbling block for somebody else, you've lost your savior. You have lost the ability to preserve whatever it is that you're trying to preserve. I want to preserve a right relationship with God. How about you? It's your choice. God gave us choices. Again, choose you this day who you will serve. Will it be God or will it be man? I can tell
Amen.
You that road is going to be mighty, mighty bumpy if you choose the other road. But if you choose the Lord, you will have peace with your trials and tribulations. You will have peace as you go through the storm. You will have comfort in knowing that the expected end is a good end for you because you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you happy that you know him today? Do
Amen.
You have that relationship?
Amen.
Can't you stand boldly and say, for God I live and for God I die? We know the apostles mm-hmm. did. They gave up their life for what they believed in. We know today in the Eastern country, they give up their life for what they believe in. What about us,
mm-hmm.
the
Amen.
Americans? What about us? Are we willing to die for our cause? I'm reminded of Dr. King. He went through so much, but he believed in the cause. He believed in Jesus Christ. Nelson Mandela. What I'm so happy about that is that they locked him up for 27 years. God gave him that back and some more. It did not go for nothing that he was willing to make a stand for what he believed in. He believed. And like Job, he added to his life double. 27 and 90 plus is more than double. God is an awesome God, and he shows up and he does things that you might become a believer.
Amen.
God wants you. He loves you. He loves you. You need to understand the love of God is greater than any love that man can give. Greater
Amen.
Than. Greater than.
Amen.
So the choice is definitely yours. It's yours. The decision today. God is standing there waiting on you with open arms. Open arms for you to come on in. Let him into your life today. Amen.
Amen. Let's flood our way with something what God is saying in music.
Thank you.
Well, praise God once again. God is so good. I just declare to you this morning, one of the things that God will do, sometimes we get to thinking wrong thoughts. I have a scripture and a few words I want to speak to you before we have another person to come on besides Dr. And here we are. In the book of Corinthians 10:5, the scripture says this to us, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into obedience. When we get up early in the morning, the enemy gets up with us also. He gets up with thoughts he wants to shift to you. He gets up early with you, his action, his ways. And he said, how can I best invade this soul to get what I want to do? If I can get them to cast down their imagination, imagination, when we imagine, we don't have nothing that is reality, but it's superficial. We imagine that we're going to do certain things. We imagine, as the person said, we imagine I'm going to buy me a car, but you can't do it until you do it. And what God wants us to do, he wants us to cast all those thoughts down and bring it into obedience. I don't care if it's a single woman, if it's a single man, if it's a child, if it's homosexual, whatever it is, bring it into the obedience of Christ. Because when you bring it into obedience of Christ, you are on safe territory. And you know, one thing that it says in Matthew 7:7, it says this, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. And it shall be open to you. We need more ASKers, asking, seeking, and knocking. A people today in where we are, in the body of Christ. All 50 states in America, we are NTROUBLE. Why? Because we are leaving our true God. We're letting the government get in our way. We're letting circumstances that are by the court's affiliation get in our way. We want to, see, I'm not going to tell a homosexual he can't get married. That's their business. But I'm not going to have to accept it. I'm not going to tell it for a lesbian, for a murderer. I said, I don't accept that lifestyle. If you see this, I don't accept it. Now, here's what I can say to you. If you see that bloodline over there, you say, well, yeah, what's that line for? Because I brought every thought into captivity and put it under the obedience of Jesus Christ. When I used to think myself to be somebody, I'm nothing. But now that I know Jesus Christ, I know what Jesus has done for me. Take me for this. Hello, somebody. Somebody in the background. I hear you. See, we need to watch with prayer.
Yes,
the word
yes.
Means watch means to stay alert.
Yes.
Not be sleepless. Be active. Concentrate.
Amen. Amen.
See, to fight this without distraction, see, you got to fight without distraction because the devil can get you, if he can distract you. Oh, I bumped my toe. Say, okay, well, you bumped your toe. You bumped her. She bumped her toe. Let's get her down there. Look at why you're trying to get your toe fixed down and start talking. Look, you see that we talked about this car? We talked about this job, that money? We talked about everything? He's here right here for you. But you got to know you got
everything
to bring in captivity. Because the enemy comes in and wide his way. He's a liar. And God said, I've come that you might have life. And see, one thing I always say is this. See, the enemy wants you to stop this. Let me show you something. To fight without distraction, to be honest with yourself, is how the enemy gains inside track on you. Because you are a believer, not something that's blown. God has imparted in you some of his qualities, some of his promises. We're not telling all of his promises, and we just have to act on him.
Yes.
I see the people,
yes.
The reason why we don't have what we have because everybody got their own tune. On two, you want to be in the orchestra, you got to follow the orchestra. You got to follow him.
Yes.
Everybody can hit the same note. Everybody's designed. God has designed us on the stage of life. We got to know what we play. Do you play the tuba? Do you play the violin? What do you play, the drum? What do you play? You got to know your call when to come in.
Yes.
See, you just stay praying until your time comes. Well, ain't nobody called me the pastor, but stay praying. God's got to shift some things around you the way he wants you to right now.
Yes.
And one thing I will say to you, Satan is in his darkness. He sets a trap. He wants to stop you from praying, to stop you to P-R-E-Y-N-G. Do you know what the word praying means? P-R-E-Y-N-G. You don't become praying. It's like a lion. He's on the hunt. In the field. It's like the snake. He's out looking. It's like a wolf. It's like everything that's carnivorous, it looks for something to destroy. And I say this to you this morning. But if we continue unto the disciples and say to them, see, a lot of times, some people can go to sleep and they're supposed to be on prayer watch with you. But Jesus said to the disciples, he said, sleep on, fellas. So
fast,
he spent 1 hour. Couldn't do it. Well, see, well, Lord, we just got sleep. We weren't doing battle. But he said, no, you're supposed to pray without being distracted. And I say that to you this morning as we say it. And one thing I will say, I hope and pray that Dr. Lipson was going to have the lady come in this morning. Is she available this morning for us?
No, but the gentleman is going to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
Hello?
You.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry. There's a gentleman coming in about 11 or 11:30. And so, let me say a little bit about what you were saying, if there's nobody else there. You said something very, very important there. You mentioned the word watch, and while you said that, I thought about this. We will set our clocks or our DVDs or DVRs or whatever you call it to watch a certain program.
Yeah.
And of course, I thought about Scandal, you know, because everybody's talking about Scandal now. So we will watch. We will set a time aside to watch TV, to watch the football game. And I'm not knocking sports because I love them. But we will watch those things. But do you set aside time to watch and to listen and to pray and to see what God is sowing into your life? We got to be more serious about what we watch. And just like McDonald's and the TV and everything else, there is a subliminal message to everything. So what are you saying? What are you watching? What is it saying to you? Not because I watched it some, and it intrigued me. Number one, it had a president, Caucasian. It had an African-American mistress. Three, it had a self-motivated, with her own intentions, Caucasian wife. And I'm saying, now what does this depict? Well, to the Savior and to God, we know what it depicts. It is totally and morally incorrect. But man finds it so fascinating that they want to watch it all the time. Well, what is it promoting? It's promoting adultery, promoting fornication. It's saying that all of this is all right. Because if the president is doing it, it's okay. But no, it is not okay. And I know that they make movies and games for this and that. I also listen to the news. The game that they put out there has so much violence in them and people killing people. Trust me, that's why all of these little kids are going to school, shooting people, then killing themselves, and, you know, just out of control. Our children, and I say our children are out of control. Most of them don't even know about trusting in God. We as parents have failed. This generation that's coming up, they're not going to know God. And in the manner that they're going to know him, they think that they can do everything that they want to, that there is no limit. There are limits, people. There are limits. And so you need to watch seriously for your soul. You need to watch for your soul. Why do you have to watch? Because the enemy is there seeking to destroy whom he will. Are you going to not watch, not pray, not believe in the word that says that if you do, he will cast down every vain imagination? That means every enemy has out there for you, the Lord has something to counter him with. Again, it's a choice. I would rather be under the protection of an almighty God, all-powerful, all-knowing. He's right there. Choose. He is right there. And all you have to do is say, come into my life and believe that the blood cleanses and that it restores us to a right relationship with God the Father. Amen?
Amen. And you know one thing is that as I look and see this young man who recently had it, he's so rich until he can't even go to jail. Boy, ain't that something? He killed four people.
What?
Four people.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
But they haven't done anything. See, and we're living in a time where we have to take notice. You see, we need to pray for each other. That's in this particular ministry. We got to pray for the fivefold. We got to pray for those teachers. We got to pray for the evangelists. We got to pray for the prophets. We got to pray for the apostles. We got to pray for the evangelists. We got to do it. Because God has commissioned us not to start with a knife in our hand and say, how much fat can I cut from you? You ain't doing what I want, darling. Let me cut it my way. No, God has given you a message. I'm not going to rub with God to give you, because it was told to me as a young man, stay in your lane.
Amen.
Stay in your lane. But a lot of people don't stay in their lane, doctor. A lot of people want to be out of their lane and meddle what you're doing. Well, I don't like what Dr. Lipscomb is doing. No, she got to do it like I said. She needs to, I don't like the way she prayed. She needs to pray like I said. I don't like the way she quoted that scripture. That ain't what I read of that scripture. Let me tell you something. Stay humble before God.
Yes.
Because we're living in the time, and I say that reverently, God is on his way back. And, beloved, somebody that's hearing my voice, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you're going to miss the boat. He's coming with open arms. And all you have to do is say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, I bow down and I repent of all of my actions that I have done. Will you forgive me? And raise me to a new level to understand the holiness. Understand, see, and God says, come on, get on my ship. I got plenty of room for look at that. See, let's get on there. See, all we got to do is, hallelujah, I'm getting happy. If we trust God, we can stand before God through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said this, he said, no man
rich or poor, going to see the Father, except he comes to me. Well, you mean I'm going to God, no? I've been trying to tell you, excuse the expression, chicken beer, wolf maw, lion roaring, snake hissing. No one, not even a snake, going to get to heaven. Except it, glory to God, except it comes by God.
Yes.
See, we got some young people today, while the Spirit moves on, we got some young people today.
Yes.
Know more about the intimacy than you can tell them, but don't know a thing about mathematics. Don't know enough how to take a sentence and dialogue. They don't know anything about science. Why? Because the mothers and fathers and mothers, they're lazy rascals.
Amen.
I had to worry, but you know, I got to make sure. But that should be an appointed time.
Yes, God.
If you brought him into this world, you got to take care of him, get him straight, get him finished. See, I told a kid one day to my, you just don't know who you're messing with. I said, you're probably right. But I tell you what, you come up like a fool and see if I don't bust you. Bust me, you know, I'm going to take my hand, I'm going to bend you over, and I'm going to whip your behind so you can feel some fire.
Amen,
somebody. See, we're not believe, me and don't believe in whipping children. My mother used to whip me when I do wrong.
Amen.
She always said, what are you supposed to do that? Yes, ma'am. And you know, back in the day, it made us better boys and girls because mama didn't care. They hit you with a 2x4, with an iron, with a plate, whatever it is according to the anger that they had. Because that lets me know, can you imagine what God would do if God is angry at us? When God's wrath?
Hold on.
I don't want God's wrath to be on me. Father, wait. Hold it, Lord. Hold it. Give me another chance. That's all God is going to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
There's another caller on the line with us. Hello, caller. How you doing? Hello? Are you there?
Maybe they didn't push one.
Oh. Go ahead on, Dr. Lipson. Brenda, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I love this tag team because you give me, you know, you... what do you call it? You pitch me up. You know, you rise different things up in me. And I'm glad for that. And whoopings, yes, I got them too. And I'm reminded of my baby boy. He's 30 now. That something happened at the house. I don't know what. But my oldest daughter, who is 42, whipped him. So he goes in there and he calls the police. And she called me on my job, and I said, what? Okay, I'll be there. So by the time I get there, the police is there. And I told them, I said, she has a right to whip them, you know. And he finally told my son, look, I can see you in a good house and a good family. You know, why you want to call? And so they didn't accept what he had said. So they left. I got me a belt, another one, a good one. And I took it in my bedroom, and I set the telephone right by him. I said, I'm getting ready to whoop your butt. And I said, you can call the police again if you want to. And I tell you, y'all might not be used to this word, I tore his behind a thunder. And I dared him to call the police on me. Well, you know, as the story goes, he didn't call. But I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, you know, if you don't beat them, and beat them don't mean that you got to punch them and all kind of stuff like that, although sometimes a punch, you know, that same son who was angry at me for whatever, I had him zip in my dress, and he, you know, you zip something up like you're mad, I turn around and cold cut it. The self came out so fast, I didn't have it under control. I knocked him straight in his face, and, you know, y'all can call me violent if you want to, but, hey, I'm the adult. I'm in control of the situation. Don't you display your anger at me. My mother, my grandmother, Hey, if it was something you didn't like, you shut your mouth, you didn't show no action, you better not. You better not. And the old ways are not the worst ways. The old ways are the better ways. These people want to say today, these parents, oh, I'm not going to raise my children like I would raise them. Well, you turn out all right. So what's wrong? What's wrong with the way your family raised you? You turn out all right. That's the truth of the matter. You turn out all right. So what's wrong with the way your parents raised you? They taught you how to respect. They taught you how to love. They taught you how to treat people right. What's wrong with that? I don't understand, Dr. Hunter. What's wrong with that?
Ignorance is a bitch.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, you know what, Brenda, Dr. Brenda, you know what I found out?
What's that?
When you was telling me that, about that young incident that occurred, you know what my mother would always tell me? And I'm 68 years old. And she said, well, messed up at home. They got you then, but I got to get you a little bit better so you can understand. You don't go around doing what I say because I'm going to raise a good child. You're not going to be a bum for my
You are the
orphans
for me and
the
orphans like him.
Amen?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Uh-oh. I'm here. I'm here. Are you there?
Amen. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. That was me. I, you know, like I tell you, these modern technology, I'm not always there. So I had pushed the mute button. Okay. Sorry, standing outside. But I'm just saying, you know, just like you're saying, it was a good thing.
You got
your gun. You know,
you got your gun under the good and shoot.
Yeah. So I have no problems with the way I was raised. I thank God. I thank my mother and aunts and uncles. And even as cousins, we weren't allowed to fight. You know.
Nope.
Even as cousins. You know.
Nope.
So this generation is just terrible. And, you know, I have 5 children. And, of course, that's 5 different personalities. Trust me. It was difficult, but God. And that's what I have to say about everything. I used to say, oh, I worked this out. I did this, or I did that, you know, but I realized that I didn't do anything. It was but God. It's but God. It's always but God. It's just like driving to where I am right now. I saw a major, horrific accident, and all I can do is pray because somebody got hurt, you know.
Amen.
High trucks and old cars and you know the wreckers run, same thing. They ought to be running toward Jesus the same way. Those wrecker trucks, they get out so fast, that scanner go out, you know, and we are scanning today. This is what this is all about. We are scanning today for Jesus Christ. And these wrecker trucks, the way they go, there's so many. And so the same thing ought to be with us that are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to rush and go out and work in the kingdom. No, we can't save anybody, but we can invite them to Christ Jesus. That's our mission. That's what Jesus Christ did. Go ye therefore everywhere. To the bar, I can't go. To the homosexual, to the lesbian, to the whatever. I am not going there. God can say leave them because they have issues. Those are the main ones he wants you to go to. And tell them, you don't have to live that life. You don't have to be the particular person that you are. You don't have to be that. You don't have to be. We offer you something else. We offer you something else. What can a man do for you that Jesus Christ can't? What can a woman do for you that Jesus Christ can't? So my appeal, if you have an issue dealing with your sexuality, get in the Bible and find out what God did to those that wanted to love themselves. And, of course, let's see here. Oh, Jude, back in Jude. He said, who did?
caused you to fall? Who made you unbelieve what you had believed? Who made you? The enemy snuck in because your faith was not rooted and grounded into the Word of God. We have to study, Dr. Hunter. We have to study. We have to set time aside to have that relationship with God. If you're not praying, you can't have it. If you're running around boastful and talking, you don't have it. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. He wants to show up and show out for you. But you can't beat him talking. You can't beat him trying to sow into your life. Don't resist what God has for you. I appeal to everyone that's out there listening. God is waiting with open arms. God is waiting.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is waiting. God is waiting.
That's it. That's it. Amen. You know, one of the things also I take notice now, somebody said I shouldn't make mention of this, but I have to come to the household of faith. Because that's where the judgment is going to start first. We got more people that are doing what they're not supposed to do.
Okay. Yeah.
And the reason why. Hello? Hello?
Dr. Hunter, I had to mute it for a moment.
Okay.
You there?
And
okay. It's muted.
The one thing I would say to the pastors. I love you, brother, sister. But don't go there with garbage, with dung smelling all over the place. Not a sweet aroma of the Holy Spirit. There are some people that your pastor need a touch of God by you, through you. They need a healing. They got some mental issues. God has given you the authority in your word. But you have become so sophisticated until that's not my job. I know preacher friend myself, and I almost lost my cool. I said, you know, brother, God bless you. You know what? He ain't got his church right now. He lost his church. What did I do wrong, man? No, you did wrong because you didn't follow the... See, God has a prescription that he gives us. This prescription is, study to show thyself approval under God. And don't be ashamed. When God moves you as a congregation, you're supposed to reach and teach and tell, not what you think. I don't care if you pay. See, and as a pastor, I always say, you can't pay me. God has paid me. But what you can do, whatever God has called you to bless me, put it in my name and put it here. It comes to me. Nobody but me. Because I'm going to give my part to the church. But I said all that because the efficiency of the church is moving out. There are more people leaving their churches, the body, and they're seeking the fullness of Christ. And that's why it's got to be some who are ready to enroll them right now and to be online for Jesus. When you enroll them, as a sister, Dr. Lipscomb said, we can't save nobody. We can direct you into the path. Jesus Christ is out waiting. But I find there's more pastors that will just do what they need to do. And you have to understand this. And I'm needed to learn because I got something important I want to say. Pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles, you are being surveyed by the Holy Spirit. You're being watched by the Holy Spirit. That includes me. God has commanded me to do. God has a place for me. It starts with a capital E, but it don't say V. It says H-E-L-L. Hell awaits all
I don't want to hear anybody on the radio with me or listen around the world on a Wednesday morning like this. See, everybody got their own program. I call people these different prayer lines. And I notice these prayer lines are number which line? Control line. We got to get in there because we got the real power. You got to take what God has given you. You got to take the authority. And if you notice in the book of Acts, those disciples and the woman was following Peter, Paul, rather, everywhere he went. And you know, I'm sick of this demon. He cast it out. But now we don't want to talk about no casting out. Hogwash. Hogwash. I don't care if you don't love me. God told us through his son, Jesus Christ, and I'm not going to be held accountable for anybody. See, when you go to your bank, you make your deposit in your bank. You don't make it in my bank. Because
amen.
That's going to heaven to make it. And I want you to know this much. I'm coming in full fire in the city of Houston like never before. All 50 states I'm coming in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because God has a word. And what the scripture says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my... That's a prescription for the spiritual. But Satan has a word also. He said, come over here and join me, girl. We got a good time, man. Come on, man. Look here. Everything is free. Hell ain't free. Hell is hot. Heaven ain't free. It's a cost to go to heaven. But you got to make a decision, a quality decision. Everybody want to see, always say, go beyond. Look behind the scripture. Look in the scripture. You're going to see what God is saying. The wolf on the toe, you got to look into the scripture. See, there are more apostles, and I just say that they take the oven and they're just the opposite of what God wants.
I'm just reminded of something else, and then I'm not going to interrupt you again. But in Isaiah, it says about those shepherds or pastors that something was going to be done to if they didn't lead and do. And if you're a pastor, you can lead a lot of people astray just by interpreting the word to lead the sound or believe what you want. And people need to understand, it's not all in the hype, you know. You got to hear them put their hand behind their ear and they go, oh, you know. And you jump up. Don't even know what you're jumping up for. Don't even know what they said. You know, they could have been saying, curse God. Like Joe's like, curse God. You don't know what they're saying. You just jumping. Because they made a tickling sound to your ear. Woo, these pastors. And, you know, I'm a pastor also, but I'm just saying, if you distort the word.
But you understand what I'm saying. You're a pastor. I'm a pastor. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. If we are not going to sit the same plate, we can't sit with a knife and a fork threatening somebody with it. We got to sit down and say, okay, have we served everybody? Have we served everybody? And that's, amen. Go ahead, doctor.
No, I was just going to add to that, you know, and church people is not in the four walls. You know, it is not in the building. It's in you. And Dr. Hunter, you're doing an excellent job reaching out because the airways is what they say, quote, unquote, is what's in now. So you got to know how to meet the masses, reach the masses. And so you're doing an excellent job. I just thank you that the Lord has put us together and to work together for kingdom building. And I just thank God for that. You know, you never know where your blessing is, but it's there because God promised it. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's really there, as he said.
But, amen. There is so much that comes up to the body of Christ. But God said, I got that in me. See, when God said he got it in me, he got it in me.
He got his hand. It's up to us to do it. When God hounds something, God hounds it. He hounds it. God doesn't need our help. All God needs is our submissiveness. Because if we take his authority in the atrium right now in America at this particular time from 9 to 12, we got time to pray, to talk. Somebody won't call in. Somebody said, well, I don't want to hear what they got to say. You don't know what we got to say. I prayed by a prayer meeting one night, and then the lady said, Lord, if it had not been for you, I wouldn't be where I am today. So that got me to understanding.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm an old speaker. Today, people would pray. They would pray like before. And so now we don't want to pray. I told some people, I'd have a 1 hour prayer. They said, well, honey, we ain't got that much time. I had to stop and rest the truck. I said, you see that truck you're driving? Yeah, I said, that truck can be a wreck right now.
Right now.
You can
right
run down in that freeway and somebody can come along. See, the enemy is riding the freeways and he's looking for somebody to destroy.
Yes.
You got to be careful. He's coming to church looking for that man, that woman, that child, looking for that child that doesn't have any love. We love you. Come on in our house. They love you what they want to do to you and go keep you locked up to do it. That's why I say hell is a provision for unrighteous.
Yes. Yes.
Some people I know going to hell. I pray I don't go to hell. All I'm trying to do is get it right.
Amen.
Some people jump on me to when I talk too much. I say the same thing over and over. Well, the Bible say, out of my mouth shall come praises. If they read Psalm 1, blessed the who? Is the man that sit in the council of the ungodly. Who wants to be in the where ungodly people are? Praise the living God. And I just love God for everything he has done. Because he got me up early this morning to get me on my route to do what I'm doing. Many times I say it like this here. The only way that I can make it to get to see God is to trust in him. He's the only way. No matter what nobody say, I love God. And
Amen.
I'm putting you on the mute because you have a lot of distraction. I do that for a reason. I raise you back. Because I want to, I will say this here. If you take God at his word, let me tell you something. Years ago, I was told that I couldn't have a radio station. Years ago, I was told I couldn't have a TV station. But I know this. I have started to fight a faith, and I never give up. Now, I can speak for all the lions and say, look, y'all see it, but God see it.
All right, hallelujah.
See, I'm not telling you, I'm telling you what God has done. I ain't trying to put you down. You don't know what I had to go through to get here. Nobody knows how to go to school to get my degree from TSU, Texas A&M. Nobody knows what I had to go through. But it was called a mindset. Let this mind that was in you be also in Christ.
Say it well. Boasting in the Holy Ghost.
And the one thing I come to the reality of it is, folks say, used to do this. Yeah, I did. But that man doesn't live anymore. That address is called 000. I don't know that person up at that address.
All right.
Because the address I live is called 111 with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the angels are on the family.
You know, God is so good and loves us so. He's given his angel charge to watch over you, me, his angel. Why the angel? Because the angel's going to be there to defend us, but he's also taking notes. Wow. And that's in the Bible. That's why you need to clean your conscience to Jesus, hallelujah, every night. All that I have sinned, Father, knowingly or unknowingly, forgive me. If I have thoughts that were not of you, incomprehensible,
yes,
I, the blood of Jesus Christ, wash it away.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
See, right now, God wants us now. And I'll tell you, Dr. Brenda.
Yes, sir.
God has called us to do a great work.
Yes.
It's not your work. It's not my work. It's called a great work. Because
yes,
in doing a great work, see, but a lot of people are afraid in Houston, and I call them cowards. Why do you think the people that? Because the coward don't even bark at a wolf. And you bigger than the
yes,
wolf.
Yes. Yes.
Well, he might want to jump at
Glory.
Me. You got the authority in your name.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes,
See, let me tell you something. The reason why we got to have the prophets more because the prophet was made by God. And I tell somebody, I said, if I prove to you God was the first prophet, which I believe it, I don't know what sure it is. God not say your children shall be held in bondage for 400 years?
Yes.
The prophecy.
Yes.
God prophesied. My people will be held in bondage for 400 years. Well, for 400 years they were in bondage.
Yes.
Because the Pharaoh, see, the Pharaoh today is in the Supreme Court, the president, the governor.
Huh.
That's what it is today. Do you think that they want us to know that we know? Well, I'm just living. I'm doing pretty good. No, I'm not. You embarrassing God. God said, I don't have any poor children.
Yes. Oh God.
Well, you know, I would praise the Lord, but you know, look. When you get sick, you're gonna call the faith.
Amen. Amen.
But I
and
want you
right.
to know this because I'm telling you with love, and I may lose a lot of friends, but I cannot lose some I never had.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because
Amen.
I am ready to. I'm ready to see the blindness eyes open.
Hmm.
I'm seeing the sin that they committed been forgiven. I'm looking for a weeping and crying before God and honoring before God because I
yes.
got to get as many as I can on my watch.
Yes.
I was reading this scripture
yes.
last night. The scripture says, Lord, now that I've gotten old, don't forsake me. Let me tell this generation of your authority, your power, and your understanding from generation to generation to generation.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And you know, you, by the grace of God, have a grandson I've never seen. But he'll be here next year.
Ah,
I thank God. It almost means. See, I was born with my father. I never knew my father. But God.
Oh, God.
God.
Oh, God.
Showed
thank you, Jesus.
The way of truth and righteousness.
Yes.
Do I always
God.
Get it right? No. Do I get it wrong? You better hear me. But you know what? Hot water turns on. I put some cold water in there. But I'm telling you, man, next year, by the grace of God, if God give me the power and the authority, I'm going to go at least to one church every month, and I want to see it turn upside down.
Ah.
You going
yes,
to set the people? No, I'm not. I'm going to upset the devil. You don't live anymore.
Not here.
You need to get out. See if we get more shiny teacher or what shah 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 shah. Lambda cola. Oh, yes.
Speak, Lord.
Speak
God.
Lord. I love it. But when y'all take the Apostle Paul, Paul said, I got to go get him. He said, they give me the law. Got to go get him. And he met on the road to Damascus. Everybody has a Damascus road. You're going to meet him.
Yes.
Who are you?
Yes.
Who are you? He said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute. Oh, Lord, I didn't know that. Yeah, you've been doing it. But I have use for you. And you know what? I always tell people, I said, look like God take the worst person in the world. He said, but I got you. You know what? Because I've been exposed to the dark side. I know what it means to be a gambler, hustler, thug, a thief, etc. But I also know that when God brought me out of this death grave and raised me up, he showed me his authority, his power. He showed me his grace, his mercy. And I'm here to tell you, you think I'm going to sell out, you got to go back and put two left shoes on. But they ain't for sale.
Yes. Yes, it's something to be sold out to the Lord. We sell our souls for a McDonald's hamburger. We sell our souls so cheap. And McDonald's, I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying, you know. We'll do
I'm putting it down because McDonald's food is not right. Fried potatoes. We ain't supposed to eat fried potatoes, Willie Hunter. Sister Brenda.
Oh, but it's so good.
Ma'am?
You're right. It causes all that plaque on our veins and arteries and stuff. There's so
Amen.
We got high blood pressure, low blood pressure, cholesterol problem, everything. When I grew up, most of the food came out the garden and trees and at the house. You know, we weren't going to the store. Grandma made the bread, made the jelly, made the preserves, made the rolls. It was good eating. Good eating, you know. But now we eat a bunch of junk.
Now, Dr. Brenda Lipscomb, may I say this?
Yes, sir.
Hello? I asked men to come on the radio station with me. You know what they told me? They said, well, honey, what am I going to say? They said, what am I going to say, honey?
Isn't that terrible?
Go ahead.
No. Okay, not only do they say, what am I going to say, how about this, because I was telling you this yesterday. Oh, I got to get clearance from my pastor.
Yeah.
Well, who is the ultimate pastor? If you say you saved and you call to the ministry, why do you got to get permission to speak God's word? Answer that. You know, if he called you, and you know he called you because he called all of us. But to all of us, he gave us a different levels. But all of us were called to minister about God and about Jesus Christ and about the Holy Spirit. You don't need authorization from your local pastor to talk about Jesus Christ. Has he done anything for you lately? Have you had a talk with him? Did he wake you up this morning? Did he say thank you? Did he give you the activities of your limbs? Yeah, you might have a little pain, but did he give you the activities of your limbs? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Did you open your eyes and they came open and you could see? God is trying to open our eyes spiritually, not just naturally,
spiritually. If you get a relationship, you know who woke you up. You know that it was not the alarm. You know it. And the thing that's so mystifying is this. When you lay down to go to sleep at night, you can't tell when you went to sleep, and you can't tell when you woke up. All you know is what time you went to bed. And all you know is what time you... But do you actually know when you went to sleep? Absolutely not. Do you know when you really... Absolutely not. Who breathed that breath of life into you? Who did it? Who told you to wake up another day? Who told you? That's why this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice because I could not have got out that bed. That bed could have been the last time I laid down. I don't have to be able to open my mouth today. He could have shut my mouth. He did it for Zechariah. If you want to not do what you're supposed to do, you want to laugh at God, he'll take care of you. He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of Barack. He let a donkey no more than he did. Donkey said, I ain't going. Look, I see. If you don't see, I see. I'm not going to get killed for you or nobody else. And that's the same way we ought to be about our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to go. Tell me to go. You don't have to take a donkey.
But I see what I want to do, sister. On the other side, let's talk about the presidency. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. God is so awesome. I was texting you the number just then, you know, to make sure that you had it.
Yeah,
but I thank God. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm in the VA right now with my eyes dilated.
We both are standing outside.
I don't know how long this is going to take.
Well, I'm glad you went outside. What you got for us today?
Well, I'm not outside yet. I'm sitting here in the chair in the doctor's office with their
where they dilated my eyes to find out what's going on with my eyes is what's happening.
Oh, okay. Well, Father God, let me just pray for you just a minute. Father God, we just come before your throne of grace and mercy. God, we come boldly before that throne, God, and we put Dory on the throne, God. We ask that if there's anything wrong with his eyes, God, that you would correct them. And, God, even the doctors, Lord, we touch them right now. We touch the VA doctors, the nurses, anybody that's going to come in contact with him. And, God, not only can you correct his eyes, I'm asking that you would give him a word today to the people at the hospital and then to our Internet listeners, that he would have a word for them, whether it be in prayer, teaching, praying, preaching, whatever, God. Just let him be obedient to your will. And, God, we thank you in advance. We praise you for it, and we ask it in your precious Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. what I was coming up with this morning from the word from the Lord, speaking on outcasts, which we are all somewhere, somehow, are outcasts until we seek the salvation of the Lord. And in seeking his salvation, we got to remember one thing. This season is the reason why we have the choice of seeking his salvation and not allowing the adversary to be within our lives, which he will be anyway once we start seeking God. That's when he also will throw those fiery darts at us, because he definitely don't want us to be seeking God. He wants us to seek him. I had something that come out of the word that he fell down. He fell down from heaven because he wanted to outdo God. So he's out here now devouring, going around, trying to see how many more souls and lives that he can get before his time become at an end. And it is drawing near now for him. So we all have to be very careful in what we do and the choices that we make. And I'm saying to the audience today that the choices that they need to make is to seek the Lord, seek his face, seek his promises that he's made to us. He promised way back during Noah time when he made that covenant with the rainbow that it will not be water next time. It will be fire. So the time is drawing near. It's time for us to start looking at God and stop looking at the earthly things and the material things that we have out here. Our hearts, we are children of God. We are inherited into his kingdom through Jesus Christ. And I say to you all today, seek and find, if you don't know him, get into a Bible-based church that you will be able to get the understanding and the knowledge that you need so that you can have eternal life. You don't want to spend it in hell with Satan down there, and I know that. So look forward. Looking for the face of the Lord. Let him come into your heart, into your mind. Let him have your whole body in Jesus this day. That is what I'm asking today. Hopefully someone will get this and understand and start seeking God in the way that they should.
Amen.
Okay.
Minister Clark.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, before you hang up, let me say this here. Dr. Hunter.
Yes?
Is God not good? Do you see how he linked up his spirit with him? And he wasn't even on the radio. You know, about choices and living and knowing who the enemy is and taking a stance and choosing life instead of death. And so for the listening audience out there, do you see how the Holy Spirit works? He put us all on one accord. All on one accord.
Amen.
He did.
Amen.
Dr. Hunter, Dr. Lipson, and Dr. Dory Clark. He put us all on one accord, preaching the same message. Choose
Amen.
Today. Who are you going to say?
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen. Well, I want to do this for my beloved brother before we leave, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Father, the brother sitting in the doctor's office right now, I speak it into the faith movement, Father, that his eyes will be clear. Every part of his body will be clear. And I'm asking you today in the name of Jesus Christ, because your word, the Bible says, Cardinal, bring back the word that we can prove your word. By these signs, they shall. And the signs we have in your name, Jesus, because of our brothers, and we love you and we adore you, and we magnify your name, and we thank you this day. And Father, I just ask you right now through the airways that you will reach out and touch my beloved brother, that you will engage more fire in his hand, his eyes, his ears, every move. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost be upon him. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost reach deep down into the civil cord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And let that civil cord know, God, we need you more now than ever. We got men that die. We got women that are calling. We got the fire foe. We got it. And Father, this is the time that you to just stay with us and stand with us. And I pray this morning for my beloved brother whom I've never seen, but by the faith of laying my hand on the radio station, by the faith that I'm laying my hands upon him, and I'm asking you to download fire like it's never been done before. Keep him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
Love you all, too. And I'll be ready for next Wednesday morning, hopefully. It's Christmas morning.
All right, it's tomorrow.
For it.
It's tomorrow. You know, it's tomorrow.
Okay, what's today?
Tomorrow. Today is the 18th. It's on the 19th. It's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right, got that. Yes,
okay.
I'll be ready for that. Okay, then.
Thank you. Okay.
So you all have a blessed day.
Likewise.
Right,
you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. You know, Minister Clark is opening up some more doors for the ministry. He's got a radio announcer that's trying to get us more exposed from prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for what he's doing today for the ministry. And God linked he and I up. God is doing awesome things today. He is exceeding more, you know, than we can ask or think. And that's what he said in his word. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised about answered prayers. I'm not surprised, Dr. Hunter, that you got a radio station. And I'm not surprised if you go visual. You know, I'm not surprised. You told me God said it. I believe you can have. I stand in agreement with you.
Amen.
That
I
was going to go high.
It's like when I played football, I refuse to block. If you're running the ball, I'm going to block for you. But if you don't want to run, I'm not going to block for you. Football is a game.
Okay, brother and sister, I'm going to have to leave you all. My doctor's back in again. And you all have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise God. Amen, God.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, where is the scripture supposed to come on today? What's her name?
Rose Benner?
Yeah.
Yes, Rose Benner and
Earl Wilbur, but he texted me and told me he got tied up and that he couldn't make it. And so then I told him he still had faith, but then he said he's tied up. I said, okay, bless the Lord. And next week, Lord say the same, we'll have a person from Detroit, Michigan on the line with us praying. So I'm just telling you, where one person say no, or I got to get clearance, another person say yes, I'm excited about talking
about
the Lord.
We love them, but we just, I always say, we love them, but we leave them at this. We stop. Why y'all stopping there? So that's the bus we need to catch back to where you need to go. Because we here to stay here.
Yes, yes. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
Yes.
See, Sister Linda, Brenda, I don't mind boxing. I'm an ex-boxer. And I know what hit you at them points that you can't handle. You always notice when Muhammad Ali was boxing, he would always be hitting at the head. Why would he hit at the head? If the head becomes so discombobulated, the body got to give in.
Yes.
Did you know Muhammad Ali, every time he was always rapping, getting that head upset. And all of a sudden, they throw their hands back. They have no defense. He said, you're with now, son. See, that's what we're going to say to the devil. We got to keep, continue to beat that head with the word of God. See, we get upset, and I told them, we need to give the devil heebie-jeebies. Anybody heard of heebie-jeebies? All this medicine Satan got people take. I said, we need to stay in. Open your mouth. We want to pour it all down in your mouth. And they want to hold it. Now, how you like all that medicine you had them taking? God is so good.
Yes, he is.
God is so
good. Yes, he is. And it's really strange that you brought up medicine. You know, you got medicine. The thing of it is this, here, let me back up. The medicines that they make and manufacture, and then put a price tag on it for you. That if you only believe in the herbs and the thing that God has already put here for you. Now, am I a naturalist? No. But I do understand that God gave us everything that we needed. And so we need to learn to go back to nature. Go back to what God presented. We don't need somebody to manufacture us the same medicine. Now, they're getting their ingredients from the earth because God put them there. But then they have molded it, let's say, and marketed it. And what we could get for free, they're selling to us for money. Right now, I'm in the donut hole. I can't even get my medicine because I'm not paying those kind of fees for it. But I am believing God, first, that he's going to keep me. Second, that he's going to do in my life and body what needs to be done. Dr. Hunter prayed for me yesterday, and the devil was trying to get my mind, but he prayed for me, and I know today that I am victorious. I know that I can lose weight on my own. I don't need no surgery. Close your mouth, Brenda. Don't put everything in it. Yeah, you know?
Amen.
And watch what you put, like you were saying, the McDonald's french fries, you know, stay away from them. You know, Cokes, which I love, empty calories. Stay away from them.
Well, I want to make a challenge. Amen. I want to make a challenge, Brenda.
Yes, sir.
I want to make a challenge, Brenda.
I challenge each month
we lose 10 pounds.
Okay. I'm all for that.
I'm on the same. I got 10 pounds loose. I'm right near 258. So I got to go to from January, I got to weigh 248.
Okay. Well, you know, women don't tell their weight, but I have no shame. I'm right there with you. But I thank God because I've come down. I don't know how long it's taken me to come down. But I was pushing the door, just about to push the door open at 270. And I say the devil is a lot, you know, because one time in my life, after my mother went home to be with the Lord, I went up to 299, and I said I would not cross over to 300. And so I came back down, and yes, I have all this flab, but this flab is my testimony, what God has done. And then just recently I was climbing again. I think I was in 260 or something. I know it was 260, pushing the door at 270. And I says, oh, no, you're not going back up there. And so now, praise the Lord, I'm down to 252, so I'm right up under you, but very, very close. So I've got to lose 10 pounds. Lord, say the same. January 18th, I'm going to be there with you. We're going to be there together.
Amen.
I want 185 to 170. That's where I want to be. So we're going to do it. We're going
to
do it.
Well, let me say this.
You know.
The best way to do it, Brenda, that I've come to it, try to drink a gallon of water a day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Leave coffee alone, but try to drink that water every day in the morning and in the evening. And eat as many vegetables as you can. Eat as much turkey, chicken as you can.
Okay.
Amen.
I was
301 pounds.
Mm.
And I had my waistline was a 52.
Mm.
Stomach poking out. I remember my daughter when she was going, she said, Daddy, what's this thing up here? They would tease me.
Mm.
I had to lose that. See, but I'm saying this for the benefit, because we've got a race to run. The race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the what? To the end. And we got to run this race. We got to encourage people to lose some weight, to eat right. Some people want to get up in the morning, don't want to eat. Some people want to get up, I'm not hungry. Look here, your body has a certain table level it must be maintained. Do what you have to do. It is God will work it out. Because the Bible says a medicine, God's word is medicine for our bodies.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord.
And you know,
Praise the Lord. One thing
is we're saying about to say about the presidents in America. We had good presidents, bad presidents, no presidents, some presidents, these. But I say this, God still has that office intact.
Amen.
See, because the government must come on the shoulders of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you be fooled. The Republicans and the Democrats, they are nothing but a bunch of liars. And they're liars why? Because they're going to take the soldier and going to cut him off. What if we didn't go to war to defend this country? Well, they're not doing it. They're getting too much. No, we're not. I've been to the military. I know what it is to go without food. I know what it goes to be out there on the battleground defending what we call in America we stand. I don't know if I want to go along with this defending anymore. I'm being honest. I got to pray my way in. Because what is happening, and somebody says, you sure? Building a fire. I want this fire so tall until it reaches him. And I tell people, if you don't want to walk with me, I love you.
Amen.
I learned from Paul in my study of Paul. Paul says he said, we're going to leave him at home. We're going to leave Mark at home. He said, but you can't leave Mark at home. He said, yes, we can. See, when the woman of God or a man of God know who's with you, you know they're not going to pull them. They're pulling you down. I went out to do some ministry on the street for the homosexuals or the lesbians. Back then, they was more prostitutes were selling. They were selling like 900. When I said that night, I had to fast and pray. I said, now, y'all make me sure y'all fast and pray. And study the word. The minute we got out there on us, the first thing the devil was attack the woman. And she got all upset. I said, I thought you fasted and prayed and took the word.
I told you what's going to happen, so I never watched the book. Somebody says, oh, man, excuse me, so you were just like a Negro. So, no, I wasn't. God is not going to lie. You, God told us, he said, look, you got too many people. 36 still in the thousand. He said, still too many, Lord. Still too many. See, it doesn't take a whole multitude. It takes one to do what God wants.
Oh, God.
That's how God is wanting. Rosa Parks stood up. Martin Luther King stood up. Others I can name stood up. The president stood up. He may not be right in everything he does, but he's standing for a good cause.
Amen.
Somebody says a Muslim. So if he's a Muslim, he's still. But I want you to know that I'm not going to put that mark on him. He's a man that believes in God.
Amen.
You are the most powerful nation of the world. Think about that.
Yes.
We are the most powerful individuals in the earth realm because we are Christians. We have a Christ-like attitude. We don't mind getting sacrificed. But when you go back and read about all of God's disciples, except one, some were cut in half, Lord have mercy.
Oh, God.
Some were boiling hot water. Some were boiling to come out and cut their heads out. Some were beheaded. But one stood in a place called Patmos. He said it's on the Lord's day that the Spirit, hallelujah, I'm getting happy, Lord, I love you. On the Spirit of the Lord, the Lord began to speak and tell him, these things must surely come to pass.
Yes.
And I say to us to listen to us, these things must come to pass. My mother was here years ago, but she's glossed over. Do I know what I inherited? All I can believe what Mama said. But Mama gone.
Amen.
I know one day I'm going to, while I'm fighting this fight, you're going to know one thing. Boy, when that man said that man had a right hook and he had a left hook, but he sure had a beat the head. We got to beat the devil's head with the word of God. Because Satan didn't have our children.
Yes.
Never mind.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
And see, I'm because I'm sin. Yes, Lord. So much ignorance is going on. Now it's going to tell me they don't need a pastor. You hypocrite, you. Who going to watch over your soul for the present time? But it don't mean if I'm the pastor. No, I'm not going to tie you down. You here for the purpose of I have the right to over you, but I'm not going to suppress you. Do what I say, do what I said. No.
Praise the Lord.
Go out and bring more into the body. You might be able to bring a governor in there. You don't even know it. See, I tell people, y'all don't know when you lay hands on the young children.
Amen.
You never know what you're going to do. But my grandson is so nuts right now, so y'all back up. Well, Papa, we thought you knew all that doctors. I did. But I want to see, can you answer this question? Yeah, but we didn't study. I said, you can't answer it, can you? But I have. See, we got to come in as the children of God that God can elevate us to the point where he renews us. And this time next year, there are going to be so many people on this radio station going to want hear what we got to say, do it. See, because I'm breathing over the radio station right now. Brenda's also. We're believing the fire of the Holy Ghost will stir up this.
Yes.
We're praying that the fire of God, somebody needs a healing right now in Detroit that you know of. Somebody don't, they ain't got to wait all that time. If they can call right now, there's a healing for them. I just believe in it. And the prophecy of God. I believe in it. I believe.
Well, Dr. Hunter, you just said something right there. The person in Michigan, you said you was praying for their healing?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I do want you to know she has a problem. Oh, glory to God. Confirmation, okay? Confirmation. Won't God
Amen.
Give it to you? She does have a problem. She been on her job, I don't know, 30-plus years or whatever. I don't know if she picked up somebody or did something wrong. You know, she's a nurse. But she jerked her back or something out of place. And they've had to operate on it. And they've also told her, you know, that she don't need to go back to work anymore. So her doctor has not released her to go to work, you know. And the only reason she's not on here today with us is because she made a prior commitment to go to the church and do something, you know. And like she said, she was trying to get it done because she's coming to Houston tomorrow. And but you said healing, you know. That's what I want to focus
well,
on.
Tell you right
you
now,
said
my healing,
sister,
I tell you,
you know.
I tell you right now, I'm going to tell you the kind of faith God has given me. If, when you can call her now and have her to be on the radio station, God's going to touch her right now.
Let me see if I can.
I'll play some music while you're doing that.
Okay. All right.
I'll play some music. Go ahead.
Okay. My phone is so crazy, you have to, wait a minute. You there?
I'm here.
There it is. It just went in the conference. Pastor Hunter?
Hello?
Dr. Hunter, you there? Dr. Hunter? Okay, I know it's connected. Raj, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, it was supposed to connect. Hello? No, Dr. Hunter, I know it was supposed to connect.
Yeah.
I pushed merge, so you're supposed to be in there. Okay, Dr. Hunter. Oh, do you hear music? Hi? Ross, do you hear music?
No, I don't hear any music.
That's not idea. Hold on. It say you're in.
Well, I'm in.
Okay, maybe I'm in it because it said that it's conference in. So you're not on mute here, so I don't know. Oh, is he there? Is that him?
I don't know, still me. I'm moving around because I told you I'm on my way getting ready to go to church, so I'm moving around.
Oh, God.
I don't hear anybody else. Oh, maybe that's him. Somebody calling.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, did you answer?
No, my phone.
Oh, okay. Just hang up. Let it go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Oh, Ross?
I'm here.
Wait, Dr. Hunter?
Amen.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Yeah, there he is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. How are you, Pastor?
Amen. Are you there, Sister?
Yes,
McClendon,
I'm here. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm here. Are you there, Doctor?
Yes.
Doctor Brendan,
sure.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm Yes,
remember
I'm here.
I told you a lady that was supposed to be there with her, but she got it on a Friday night. Don't introduce yourselves and talk a while.
Oh, well, the sister from Detroit has to get off the phone. You know, I told you she had to go somewhere. So,
no, I'm still here.
I know, but
I'm
you
still
have to go?
Here.
Okay, but I thought you had to go.
Yeah, I do, but I'm still here. I can always.
All right, well, let's stop right now. Let's stop right now.
Okay.
I got the prayer warriors. There we go. Father, in the name
yes,
of Jesus
Lord
Christ,
Jesus.
I stand
yes.
before this woman right now. Don't even know her. Don't know what she looks like, but you know her. And Father, I stand
Lord
before
your name.
In the person of Jesus Christ. By the laying of
yes,
my hands
yes.
to faith activity, her body is complete. Pop, pop. Yes. Her body is healed. I thank you, Father.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
And, Father, let's stop letting her take negative medicine. Let her medicine be positive. I love the Lord with all
yes,
my heart.
Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for
yes,
everything
Lord.
You've done. And, Father, I just come over this airwave right now to Detroit, and I declare and decree all systems of our body, they are being made perfect right now. It may not look like it, may not act like it, Father, but the more she would receive the anointing coming to the crown of her head, to the sole of her foot right now. Oh, holy mother. Yes, don't fall, sister. Hold up, sister. Hold up, sister. Don't fall now. Just stand up, because God's going to get you right. God's going to get you right. God's going to get you right. Stop giving her what, Father, you told me to tell her to be quiet and listen, Father. To be quiet and listen.
Okay.
Father, for a still voice within you moves us to the next direction. And, Father, this hour I thank you right now as we invade all three layers of our skin. And we declare and decree our body is healed. Our ears, our eyes, a woman, all parts. And I speak the anointing of Jesus Christ by the blood of Jesus to be over her, that her head will go shandy sikiria. And that you will bless her and keep her. Yes, Lord. And the anointing, the fire.
The fire. Yes, Lord.
You're fighting it, sister. Let it go, sister. Let it go. You're fighting it. No.
Yes.
You're fighting it. Let it go, sister. Let it go. Because God wants to hear you right now. He wants to prove you are
Lord.
In Texas and you up there in Detroit.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. That's it.
Praise
let it flow.
Name,
let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it
praise
flow.
Your name.
It's a fire.
Yes.
Let it flow. Let it flow. It's a fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Yes.
It's a fire. Of the Holy Ghost. It's a fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Fire. Lungs are clean now. Kidneys are clean now. Blood vessels are clean now. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Throat, esophagus clean now. Eardrums. Eyes. Yes.
Glory to your name.
Amen. And you're a black woman. You got long hair. Amen. But God, yes, Lord. Oh, glory.
Praise
Lord, I love
your
you
name.
So much. Amen. I love you.
Thank
oh, hallelujah.
You. Thank
Father,
you. Thank
let
you.
That day not be a, let this be a day in our life, Father.
Yes.
And I believe it. We believe it. And we thank you. In
yes.
Jesus' name, amen.
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, and it is so.
Lord,
Yes, in the name of Jesus. And God, give our traveling grace and mercy. Be over the power
yes,
of the faith and bring her here safe and sound, God. And at the appointed time, your time, God, you allow her
yes,
to return
Lord.
Home safe and sound.
Yes,
when she gets there, Lord, everything is in order. Everything
yes.
is in place. Nothing is disturbed, God. You cover her, cover the pilot, cover the plane, cover the stewardess. God, just cover, you know.
Hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah to you, God.
Let it be so. In Jesus'
Let
name.
Let it be so. We claim it to be so.
Yes. Yes.
By your word.
Speak it, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Your word, God. Not ours, but your word. Your
and
word.
On your word, Father God.
Your word is the Lord. Your word is all we
need. You're awesome God.
Yes.
You're awesome God.
Praise the Lord. Christ, is there anything to say? Have to leave?
Amen. What I want
Hello?
Your two sisters to
yes.
introduce yourself. You in Houston and she's in Houston. Y'all talk to each other. Both of y'all have Dr. Grease, Dr. McClendon, and Dr. Lipson. Y'all talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Ron.
Thank
Ron.
You, my brother.
Okay. Dr. Hunter, she
Hello?
Said thank you.
Hello.
Yes, Dr.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Can you hear her, Dr. Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay, she was
Can
there,
you hear
Dr.
Myself?
Hunter. I appreciate you.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
You got too many phones up, Dr. Brenda. Too many phones.
Okay. Ron.
All right, my sister, I got to go.
Okay, I'll tell him what you said.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, God bless.
All right.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Dr. McClendon? Clendon?
Yes. This is Dr. McClendon.
Clendon, yes. Okay. Okay.
Yes. How you doing?
Okay. I'm blessed of the Lord. Highly favored.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Same here. I'm blessed as well. Blessed. Truly blessed.
Yes. Yes. Well, he wanted us to talk and get to know each other via the airways. I am Brenda Lipscomb. You don't have to call me doctor. Just a worker for the Lord, you know, that I am just saved or that I am a servant. I like the word servant, that I'm a servant of the Lord. I don't need any titles. In fact, call me. He told me he was going to give me titles. And I said, God, I don't want titles because I feel that titles separate you a lot of times from people that get to sit. And why that phone is ringing, I do not know. Let me see.
Hello, somebody calling.
Okay. I'm going to disconnect that call without disconnecting you all. So I can do that
oh,
call right. back. Yeah. Let me talk back.
Hempstead, are you still Hempstead, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, go ahead and tell me what the Lord wants to do to you when you come on Friday night. So tell us now. Get
well,
us
you know,
ready.
The Lord.
Get us ready.
Amen. The Lord has been speaking to me about true believers,
mm-hmm.
people coming together as true believers. And the body of Christ has turned cold towards the Lord. And we've got to come together and be real. You know, people have gotten to the place that, you know, they speak God's word and they speak his name and it doesn't mean anything. It's ice cold to the people. And that's why people are not being healed, delivered, and set free. And then there's people that don't believe. You know, they hear the word, but they don't apply it. They don't take action. They don't truly believe it. And sometimes it's like Dr. Lipson was saying just a few minutes ago. She said, I don't have to be called a doctor. And that is so true. I don't have to be. Everybody don't have to be, but God do appoint some people. And when God appoints you to be called, whatever, because God told me, he said, I am going to allow you to get the degrees, he said, because man liked them. He said, but I'm going to teach you everything you need to know. So whatever God, just as he changed Peter's name and Saul's name, whatever God, whatever name he gave you, then that's what we take. Sometimes people can't understand
Amen.
That. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening. I'm happy.
Okay. Yeah, and sometimes people can't understand it. And just as God told me, he said, see, you don't fit the description. of somebody who's a friend of God. You don't fit that description. Because people look at your outer appearance and they say, well, not her, because, you know, she's not one of those highly educated people. And so when we speak God's word and when we pray to God, we have to be sincere. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I've been to a lot of churches. I've been to a lot of churches, and I've seen how a lot of things operate. And there's no, and when I go into them, it's just as cold as ice. And when I began to pray to God, I was like, Lord, what's going on? And God began to share with me that the glory of God is gone out of the churches because people don't really take him serious. They hear the word, but they don't apply it. So that's what God has been to me about. And I was like, Lord, you know, it's so sad that we can go into a place and it's just, you're just as hungry going in as you are coming out.
Amen.
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 Amen. And so that's what the Lord has been speaking to me about, to be sincere. He said, they toss my name around just like it's another name. He said, but I am a holy God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, and God want to be treated that way.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen.
Thank you. So that's what Amen. God has been speaking to me about.
Amen. Brenda, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to touch and agree with her that when you go into these cold churches, I am reminded several years ago, I invited church, and I told them exactly what God had told me, that God was calling that church out, that it was not the church the way it should be. And, of course, I never got invited back. But when you speak a word to the church or to the people, if they don't want to accept it, they don't accept it. And Jesus knew that is calling for a real church today. And like
yes.
I said earlier, the church is not in the physical building. The church
right.
is in. And if we aren't that light called us to be, and people stumble, God, woe unto you that have caused my people to go astray. Woe unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Woe simply means destruction. Your way. You mess with my people. And God has always protected his people. Now, did he destroy some of us? Yes. If you go to the too far, we'll bring you in. We'll send the word to you. But if you don't accept it, we'll go against you. God always had angels in place to bring the word. But it's up to us again to choose. To choose. Are we going to choose God or are we going to choose man? That's the question, that's the challenge, and it always will be there. God is a righteous God, and he's calling us to be righteous. And like I said earlier, is it that we are with No. God say, you're lying if you don't have sin, because we were born in sin, chasing an iniquity. You need to understand, because God delivered me from praying a prayer that said, if I've done anything wrong, yes, you have. He delivered me from saying, if I've done anything, you don't have to do nothing but be born in this world. And so when you pray, it should be not if or any, but God, just let your blood cover me right now. And God, if I don't know what it is that I'm not doing, that I'm not lining up to you, that I'm not telling your word, that I'm not going out there on the field, reveal it to me. You show me, God, and I'm going to do your will and not my will. It is not about what I want to do, the places I want to go. My steps are
ordered of the Lord. They are ordered of you also when you become a believer in Christ Jesus. You can do the same things that you used to do because you are definitely going to be a stumbling block for somebody else because they want to know you made a confession. You say that you're saved. You say that you believe in Jesus Christ. You say that he's delivered you. Question, why are you still doing what you used to do? That's the question. Why are you doing what you still do? Why? You know, you claim one thing, James say, bitter and sweetness come out of the same thing. He say, that tongue is so little, but it regulates something big. It regulates who and what you are. It regulates what you present to people. Yes, I'm going through trials and tribulations, but I still want to present to you my Savior, Jesus Christ. I still want to let you know that he did come, that he did die, and that he did rise again, and that because of his blood, it covers all of my sins. People like to say a multitude. A multitude does not include all. The blood covers all my sins. And as David said, Lord, whatever you do, I know I messed up, but whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit away. You know, beat me if you must. Beat me. And don't just beat me with a little switch. Get some. Get the hyssop with the thorns and stuff sitting out on it like a rose bush. Beat me because I want to do right. Beat me because I'm sorry for what I did. And whatever, again, God, don't take your spirit from me. And that's what we all should be praying today. God, don't take your spirit. God, I want to live for you. So I can't do it. Spirit. And Paul said, there's no good thing in this flesh. McDonald fries are calling to me, Dr. Hunter. Dr. McClendon.
Yes.
Yes.
We hear.
Well, go ahead. You pump something else up in me.
Amen, amen. Well, you just flow right on in the spirit. You're flowing in the spirit. That is awesome. Somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to hear it. God is an awesome God, and I just thank God for such a time as this. I can remember began to speak a word to me about prayer. And as you were saying, don't pray and say, Lord, if I've done anything wrong, because we're all sinners that have fallen short of the glory of God. So, yes, we do need to pray constantly and daily. Mm.
Y'all keep talking.
Can you hear me? Okay, I thought somebody was dying there. Yeah, we do need to pray constantly and daily. And not only that, we pray constantly and daily because of the fact that God is who he is. He's who he is. He's a healer. He delivers and he set free. And a lot of times, like I said, people don't take it serious enough. And sometimes God don't do things right then because man want to give man the glory for it. And God won't share his glory with anybody. And I was listening to somebody a few days ago, and they said, well, you know, I prayed to God, and I asked him for this and asked him for that. But then again, like I said, God don't always do it right in your time, and he do it in his time, and because man won't accept the glory for what God has done. And God is an awesome God. We have to thank him constantly and daily because he's so awesome. Not only does he heal, deliver, and set free, God is steps in our life. He gives us direction. Give us directions, and so it's for us to glorify God, just to glorify his name. We don't thank him enough for what he has done. Thank him enough.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yep.
Well, Dr. Hunter, I am on my way trying to find my car.
Well, praise God.
So that I can still talk.
Okay. Well, Sister Lynn, are you going to be on Friday? I know everybody's kind of running around right now because I'm at work myself, and I probably have to get off in a little bit as well because I'm at work. I had some extra time and was doing some things, so I probably have to get off too in a little bit. But we can stay in touch.
I'm going to play some music.
Okay.
You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been fighting for that 17 years. Had a lot of ups and downs. But I was strong. I was making it feel good to be able to.
Well, I'm going to get off. I'll probably have to call back later.
It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand again and put my arms around my neck. For somebody here, he got so bad. Those of you that don't have a dad in accident, I don't want you to say that I'm an accident, but if this is the way you feel in accident, won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you?
Congratulations. You've been promoted to Vice President of Tacos. Give your mouth to corner office with E24.com. Enjoy easy group ordering from one menu with Shared Cart. Leverage your hunger into real deliverables at E24. Shared Cart by E24 is like ordering lunch for the whole office, but not terrible. Don't believe us? Use coupon code PARTY and see for yourself. Add ordering lunch to your list of core competencies at E24.com.
Glory and honor is to him, yeah.
Glory and honor.
Everybody say glory and honor.
Okay, here we go.
Hulu Plus lets you stream great shows like Family Guy instantly to your phone, tablet, or TV.
Say what?
Watch as much as you want for only $7.99 per month.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take it up a notch.
Right now, there's a special offer for Spotify listeners. In 2 weeks, Hulu Plus absolutely free.
No way, that's awesome!
Click on the banner or go to HuluPlus.com/Spotify. Start your free trial now. Let's do this.
I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to know that I ain't got to. In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Stop everything.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Stop everything.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
Stop everything.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
Stop everything.
Some days the well was dry, but I had the same reply.
Stop everything.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey,
go. But God saved again.
Promise of our King. True, exceedingly.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
brown towards the horizon. I'm grateful because of your love, I can see many challenges that come my way. Only in you I live, I move, and I have my being. I surrender my will to yours. Make me who I am in you. Oh,
whether it's today's visit to the coffee shop or saving for a car tomorrow, USAA has both the financial tools and a playlist refresh to suit your needs. Click the banner and refresh your playlist with USAA, and you could win Spotify Premium. Hear what USAA can do for your music, because everyone deserves a little pick-me-up throughout the day. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Planning Services Insurance Agency, Incorporated, known as USAA Financial Insurance Agency in California, license number 0E36312, and USAA Financial Advisors, Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
If anybody wants the Lord to make a moment, just begin to celebrate Jesus.
Thank you. Come on, bounce with me like this. Come on. Can you bounce with me? Why? Hit me with this one.
Thank you.